Now we know who Jesus Christ is. We know he is in fact God in the flesh. But now we need to know what Jesus Christ has done for us. The Bible reads in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, speaking about the Lord Jesus. It reads, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." So the Bible is explaining that Jesus Christ, when he was crucified at the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago, he actually took on all of our sins. He bore them in his own body. All of our sins, past, present, and future. And the Bible reads in 1 John chapter 2, "And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." So Jesus Christ died for the whole world, that we might be saved. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 31, the Bible reads, "He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption." So here we learn that after the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and accomplished the full atonement for all of our sins at the cross at Calvary, his soul descended into hell for 3 days and three nights. Jesus Christ is the only one out of all the religions in the world that took our punishment upon himself in hell, so that we don't have to go there for eternity. And we learn that Jesus Christ rose from the dead bodily on the third day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, the Apostle Paul writes, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time." And we learn that on the third day after his death, he rose from the dead bodily, having accomplished the full atonement for our sins, before ascending up into heaven, where he currently is sat at the right hand of the Father, albeit he is omnipresent. The historical event of Jesus Christ resurrecting from the dead and conquering death is so significant that the timeline that we live in, that the year that I'm filming this in, 2020, is 2020 AD, which stands for Anno Domini, which being interpreted from Latin into English stands for in the year of the Lord, which is specific to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is the Christ, Christ being translated from Kyrie Greek means Messiah, and he is the Messiah that the entire Old Testament prophesies of, and that the whole Bible is based on.